Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. You can find us at podcastrodeoshow.com. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. And myself and my co-host, Alexa, pick a random show and then give you our first impressions of it. So it goes a little something like this. Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 16.
Your random number between 1 and 16 is 11.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 126.
All right, and as I go figure out what that means, I'll let you listen to this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, category number 11 was religion and spirituality, and show number 127 is Insight for Living Daily Broadcast by Chuck Swindoll and Insight for Living Ministries. You can find his website at insight.org. And already I'm kind of steamed at Chuck because I can't download his episode. I have to subscribe in iTunes or something. I can't just get a simple download. That kind of drives me nuts because there are some people that just want to sample one. They don't want to subscribe. So that would be strike one against Chuck, but I'll go get that. And even better, Chuck is using Feedburner, which just, again, all right. Again, we're not here to judge the technology. We're here to judge the content. So with that, here is, it's called Delightful Memories Your Children Won't Forget, Part 3.
No two children are exactly alike. Oh, sure, identical twins have matching qualities, but most parents understand that babies arrive with striking differences.
Really?
Today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll presents a challenge to parents to understand the bents in your baby. But before we begin today's study, Chuck is asked to relay an urgent message.
Oh, let me guess.
Thank you, Dave. Just the other night, Cynthia and I had dinner with a good friend. We were discussing the current financial pressure weighing heavily upon Insight for Living Ministry.
Yeah, you need money.
We talked about the recent downturn in contributions.
Yep, you need money.
That has led us to scrutinize every single expense.
Yep.
And carefully measure our relationship with every single radio station.
What's your take-home pay, Chuck?
And then something occurred to me. How can our loyal listening family respond to our need if we stay silent? Why should we expect our friends to rescue Insight for Living Ministries when they don't even know we're going through a financial crisis?
All right.
And so for that reason, I've asked to say a few words before we begin today's message.
And I'd be, all right,
listen very carefully.
Yeah.
I'll be brief.
Sure.
In short, we've seen a dramatic downturn in donations that began back in December.
Oh, boy.
It's continuing now through February.
Oh, boy, Chuck.
We believe, without a doubt, that if everyone within the sound of my voice does something, we can readily close the financial gap.
Yeah.
That's where you come in.
Oh, yeah.
If you benefit from this daily Bible teaching and the many other resources provided by Insight for Living Ministries.
All right, Chuck.
Please do your part.
Yeah.
We want to keep being there for you and for others around this big world.
I appreciate that, Chuck.
Whenever Cynthia and I pray together about giving, we lean on the Apostle Paul's wonderful statement to the Christians at Corinth.
So much for keeping it short.
Let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful, joyous, prompt-to-do-it giver.
Yeah, so much.
Whose heart is in his giving.
Yeah, short, Chuck, remember? Short.
So here's what I'm asking.
Oh, my gosh.
Please go before God and ask what he would have you give.
Okay.
And then do it.
Yeah.
I assure you.
I was going to try and hang, but I'm just done. Whatever. Here's a scripture for you, Chuck, Jeremiah 29:11. It basically says, God has your back, so don't sweat it. Just a thought. And that's going to do it for this week's podcast rodeo show. And again, this is just my first impression. And, you know, to me, Chuck, you sound like you are giving fodder for every comedian out there that all Christians want is your money. And I realize that bandwidth isn't free, but I also know it costs about $30 to do a podcast. So I don't know what's going on with you. But anyway, Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. If you'd like a really in-depth review of your show, if you're a podcaster, check out podcastreviewshow.com. Just go to podcastreviewshow.com/review me. And as always, I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting, reminding you to enjoy the ride.